At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Well, hello there, and welcome back to the Couple's Guide to Stranger Things podcast. I'm Shan.
And I'm really hoping this take is the one that works.
That's Tom. And we are just a couple of super fans who met through our love of Stranger Things.
And yet we couldn't keep up with a rewatch.
But I did remember our intro.
You did. You did, on most of the takes but one.
Listen, the only reason we've done takes and... What? No, listen. Damn, this is the take that's going to have to stay, isn't it?
Yes.
Listen. One of them, I just forgot to say hello, okay? So sue me. And then the other one was just because I'm too loud.
And I'm always too quiet.
So we've had to move the mic around to try and make this work.
And I swear to God, if it doesn't work, then I'm retiring.
So do you think we should just crack on, dive in?
Please.
Let's go.
I think I'm actually happy with that intro.
So am I. I mean, it's just us in our undiagnosed ADHD us.
I don't need a diagnosis.
No, neither do I. And I don't think anyone listening to this needs us to get a diagnosis either.
No. Anyway. About the rewatch. Good Lord.
What, the rewatch that started over a year ago?
Isn't it like over 3 years ago? Because Harry was a baby.
Possibly.
Think of this. Harry was a baby.
And he's now telling us what to do more than ever.
Yep.
Everyone always says about the terrible twos, but they don't talk about the freenager aspect of things.
I would happily say, I would easily say the threenager is worse than the terrible twos.
It is. And what's so crazy is that when season four came out, Harry was 6 months old. He's a couple of weeks away from being four.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah. I can't. Come on, Duffers.
Well, you say come on, Duffers. It's happening tomorrow.
At 1 a.m.
Yes.
Come on, Duffers.
Yeah. But to be fair, I think it's just as bad for our friends in the US because Thanksgiving. Like, I'd love to know how people are going to do this. Like, are they going to just be like, oh, I'm so thankful for you, family. Right, goodbye.
Exactly. It's like all the memes that have been out there. It's literally, I'm going to have a Thanksgiving meal and then I'm gone.
Yeah, literally.
Like, I'm barely going to eat anything. I'm gone.
And the thing is, this is why we're here. Because of season five.
Exactly.
We couldn't not do a podcast that on our thoughts, you know, are completely, except for watching the trailers, are spoiler-free thoughts.
Yep.
Before it comes out. And yes, we were in the middle of rewatching season three. And we have rewatched. We just haven't done any commentary about it.
That's it. We finished the rewatch. We didn't bloody record a podcast.
No, we didn't. For many reasons, to be honest, guys, like life has been lifing. There has been some really shit things going on in life like the last year or so.
Do you remember in the last episode or two she was worried about me saying git?
I know, and I just said shit.
She said it twice.
I wonder if you'll have to beep it out. I can't even remember.
I can't be bothered.
This is how long it's
been.
This is
complete.
I can't even remember what our podcast is rated. Like if it's rated mature or if any audience can watch it. It's been that long.
Does it have a rating? Is that a thing?
I think it is. Yeah, I think I remember putting it in. Oops. But I don't know what it was. So might get away with that. Might not get away with that.
Stranger Things itself has that word in it.
That's true. If they can get That's away with swear words, then so can we.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, so we're sorry that we kind of cut it off mid-rewatch, but we thought we can't let that be the reason that we don't record our thoughts before season 5.
Exactly, and that's it. When you say cut it off, it was never our intention to not finish the podcasted rewatch. It literally is the fact that we're just parents of two, and that quickly takes over your life.
It does. Like, life has been extreme. Like, there's been really, really big highs and really, really big lows.
Yeah, exactly. It has been the literal definition of a roller coaster.
Yeah.
In that sense, it's been up, down, busy. It's all over the shop.
Dramatic.
Yeah, exactly. But like you say, with the first 4 episodes of season 5 releasing at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Pretty much basically in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
But it's like a couple of hours.
Not days anymore.
No. 0 days. 0 days, couple of hours, couple of minutes. That's it. And that's it. The plan was to watch it straight at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
It
feels wrong not to. It does.
That's it. We booked a while ago. We booked today and tomorrow off with the intention of getting them to nursery, sleeping through the day, picking them up, parenting for a couple of hours, shoving them in bed.
Yeah.
Maybe sleeping until 1 a.m. then, waking up, watching it. Problem is, when your children really don't know how to sleep, that's a bad idea.
It's a terrible idea because it's awful because we so want to watch it the minute it airs. Like,
yeah.
I want to see that countdown, you know, I want to be screaming and shaking.
Well, exactly. And it's going to be hard because we all know how late I am to bed sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, you know, it's not rare that I see 1 a.m. still. Even if I never intend for it, I'm always like, oh, today's the day I change. I'll get to bed nice and early. Something keeps me up. It's probably doom scrolling, let's all be honest.
Yeah.
Or YouTubing or whatever. But then I see 1 a.m. and I'm like, you idiot. Why are you like this? But if I do the same on Thursday, you can't let me do the same on Thursday.
No, you really can't. So what the plan is, guys, what we're going to be doing is hopefully sleeping, even though it's going to be painful. And it will be literally painful because Harry will be in our bed kicking the hell out of both of us, as he always does. But our plan is to, in the morning, get both our kids to nursery. We're going to go and get some waffles. That's this great place that does waffles. We're going to get them, get home and watch it and hopefully not be knackered. Watch it as loud as we want to, not be worrying that kids are going to wake up because they're both in nursery, and have a bloody good time and probably a very emotional time too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be very, very emotional. I'm pretty sure, even though we've seen the first 5 minutes, we know what happens in that. It's going to be emotional. And as soon as that theme tune hits, the second that theme tune starts, that's it. We're both gone.
Yeah.
I know it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to cry. I remember season 4. I remember we were like I was jumping and shaking and screaming. And that's another thing. You want to be able to have your natural reaction.
Yeah.
You don't want it to be 1 a.m. and being like, oh, you can't because you might wake the kids up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is it. It would ruin trying to watch it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work for people with a family.
No, not at all. Not at all.
For parents, it's just not happening. So,
no.
Exactly. That we are going to be 8 hours late. It's going to be out for at least 8 hours before we start watching it.
It's hard though, because I suppose with so many time zones and everything, there isn't really a perfect time.
No, there's not. You can't pick a time that works for everyone.
No.
When your audience is all around the globe.
It's one of those things, isn't it? But we are We are getting so excited. Like, I literally feel, especially now that we're on annual leave, like our vacation days, I literally feel that Christmas feeling.
Yeah.
I feel like it's Christmas Eve and I'm a child and I've got that kind of bubbling excitement in my stomach.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. It is funny because I haven't felt it. It's been on and off. I've felt it some days where, like, I don't know, doom scrolling Instagram and some posts are just making me realise it's happening very soon. And then there are other days where I'm like, yeah, it's quite far away still.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think we can both be honest that even though, like, we've both been still writing Stranger Things fan fiction and we have been rewatching, even though we've been kind of doing all that, we've not necessarily been that excited about season 5 until, I would say, the larger trailers have come out.
Well, do you know what? I think we're not completely to blame for that because the social medias of, like, you know, the official social medias, Stranger Things, Netflix, they haven't been posting anything. It has been basically radio silence.
And then boom.
And then, yeah, exactly like that. To the point that we've genuinely been worried it was going to be a repeat of season 3.
Yeah, that, like, I know you said you thought some footage had leaked or something.
I scrolled past something that showed a scene of Mike, but I have autoplay turned off, so I didn't see it. I saw the freeze frame it was on of Mike, but because it was just a still, I saw the description below it, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's nothing big. It is nothing big. It's just Mike being Mike by the sounds of it.
Yeah, no, and I don't need to know, especially with this little time to go.
Exactly.
But fortunately, I've not seen that. I've not seen it anywhere, so hopefully
I've not been able to find it since.
Yeah, I think it's been pulled.
Either that, well, I was scrolling Elon's social media earlier.
Oh.
And
controversial.
I'm refusing to call it what he wants it to be called. But yeah, I saw at least one of the people who leaked, apparently up to episode 3, is in very serious legal trouble right now.
Oh, really?
Apparently. Yeah, to the point that they're closing all of their accounts and all of that and, yeah, going into hiding or something.
It's amazing how people can even record during it.
Well, where have they shown episode 3? They haven't.
I have no idea.
As far as I'm aware, the screenings, I thought it were just the one episode.
Yeah.
And then I've heard apparently maybe it goes up to episode 2. And then I'm sure, well, I've seen people recording footage of their Netflix accounts accidentally showing the listing of season 5.
Yeah.
So I don't know if people have managed. Anything can be hacked. Maybe they are just pulling them off Netflix. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know how they did it. But yeah, there were a few posts and a few messages between friends or that saying, stay the hell off social media because people are managing to leak it.
Yeah.
And all of that. And they're just posting scenes that are pretty big spoilers.
Oh, God. Well, I hope you haven't seen it. I haven't.
That one of Mike is the only near miss.
Right.
For me. And like
I'm grateful I have not seen
it. No, exactly. And like I say, it was just a freeze frame and a bit of a description of the scene. That as soon as I realised that's what it was, I only stopped scrolling on it because I was like, is this an official thing again?
Yeah.
And so I was about to watch it. But then when I read the description, I was like, that is not official. There's nothing official about this. So, I just scrolled on then.
Yeah.
And I haven't been able to find it again since.
Well, this is the irony. It's like you and me always watch the trailers together, all that kind of thing. And I, by accident, was it yesterday or the day before, I think, they released a small teaser of the first 4 episodes. And I came across it.
Well, the official trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the big one, but I literally ended up seeing it, part 1, that was it, without you, because it just started playing on my Instagram And I thought it started as Dustin and Steve, and I thought it was an advert for KFC or something.
Well, the KFC effort is quite similar.
It is, yeah. I thought, like, because they like start off by like waiting in that van. I thought in a minute Steve's gonna be like, I'm hungry. And then Justin would be like, should we order something? And then they're gonna get like a KFC. And then I was like, oh, hang on, this is actually something.
It's literally the
Yeah.
trailer.
But not the part one trailer, so rather than the overall trailer one. The overall trailer was to Who Wants to Live Forever.
Yes, the latest one. I can't remember what they titled it, but yeah,
Part one, I think they said.
maybe. I'm not getting my phone out, I can't be bothered.
No,
But
I
yeah,
think it was part one.
either way, that one with actual like official
Yeah.
audio from as well, so you can hear the speech and all of that. The one where Dustin's like, I want Vecna's heart on a platter.
I know, and we were both like, oh,
Someone is serious.
Dustin's mad.
He angry.
Understandable,
I was
but
just gonna say,
it was very like
within reason.
I was gonna say out of character for him, but not really. But
By the
the
point of
most
season
angry I've
five,
seen him, yeah.
by the point of season five, that's 4 years of their life where
Yeah.
every year they have basically been fighting for their lives,
Yeah.
fighting for the world.
Yeah.
So,
So
yeah.
I think we should have a discussion now where, first of all, important to say, we don't know any spoilers. You've not seen this footage that you've heard about. So anything we say now could be complete bull, or it
Yeah.
could be, we could be absolute geniuses.
Yeah.
Most likely, I'm going to listen back to this after watching the four episodes going, oh, Sean, you idiot.
Oh, you were so naive.
You were so naive. You
Well,
thought
you never
you.
know, because it's like a pl so many of us. I know we both predicted the fact that in season three, the one thing that was going to come back was that chunk of mind flare that they exercised out of Will in season four.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw that fly into the sky at the end of season two, I knew that was going to be a big part.
Yes, you did,
And
yeah.
indeed, that was where the flesh flare came from.
Yeah.
So, we're not always completely off.
Not always, no. So, firstly, and can I just say, we've got no script for this. We are just completely just going for it.
ADHDing it.
ADHD in it. Do you have anything that you think is like definitely going to happen?
As in the first four or across the whole season?
Whatever you want. As I say, this is open. This is just our thoughts and our feelings about it all.
So the first thing that pops into mind, although the scenes we have seen officially kind of make me wonder if I'm defuncting this.
Yeah.
I have expected, a bit like the last thing I wrote, Fanfiction World, actually, where L is just like, right, I'm gonna go
Yeah.
d finish this, and just whether it's at night or just behind everyone's back, vanishes
Yeah.
off to try and end it, and everyone, wakes up and is like, where the hell is she? And panics. I was expecting that fully, but then the scene that defuncts that for me is the scene where she's pretty much holding his face saying, this isn't one of your D&D games. You can't write the ending.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like she's ironically trying to stop him from doing that.
Yeah, but maybe she would then go
Yeah.
because she's worried Mike's going to get involved. Maybe, ironically, that would then send her to be like, I need to finish this.
I need to finish this
Because,
before someone else gets themselves killed.
and especially not the love of my life,
Yeah,
you know?
exactly.
So, yeah, very possible that could lead to that. For me, I think, I mean, it's already known that Holly Wheeler's gonna play a bigger role because they've changed the actress to an actress who's known for like horror, who's kind of very experienced, and she's getting more of a bigger role.
In sense of them changing the actor, I don't think it was with an intention of then. I don't think it was basically them not wanting to give the twins this big role. I
Oh.
do think they're just done with acting.
Well, I think there's multiple reasons for the twins, for the Price twins, but I mean, it would have been a bit unfair on them because it'd have been like, oh, you get this big scene, then you get. I think it'd have got quite complicated
Yeah.
with Holly taking a more major role.
Yeah, so and I think
with her taking a major role, for me, I'm wondering if it's going to be a bit of a, but she's definitely going to get involved. I always get like, I don't know why, but I get like Alice in Wonderland kind of vibes.
Didn't the Duffers say that themselves as an influence for Holly in this season?
I didn't hear it, maybe, but I didn't hear it being
in the early days
for Holly. I saw the book as being one of the influences for season 5.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm sure, because when they first started writing it, do you remember, was it Ross who was doing the whole storyboard thing?
Yeah.
And posting like a whiteboard full of different shows or books written down as influences for an episode or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm certain Alice in Wonderland was one of the big first ones they said, watch this. It was literally pretty much just saying, watch this because this is an influence for season 5. Now watch this because it's an influence for season 5. And that kept going for a bit.
We did watch, I've forgotten the name of it now.
It's in my head. I feel like
I've got it on my phone, ironically, because I got the book as well. But we did actually watch, I mean, I'll be honest, we didn't read the book, but A Wrinkle in Time.
That's it.
We did watch the movie just to kind of get the gist, because they had said that was an influence as well. And that was really interesting, wasn't it? You could see where they've used things from, even from season 4, because like the creature thing in that is like fed by fear and everything. And it was really interesting because it wasn't just like, for instance, an upside down. They went to multiple places. And so...
Oh, I remember why, because Kamazots.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Kamazots. What that place is called in time.
That's it. So Kamazots might not be the upside down, you know. It could be somewhere where Max is, you know. She might have entered, like... Because she did die. She's been brought back. So her soul might be in like a no man's land, in like in limbo, like they call it. That could be like Kamazots. And it's just really interesting because I have like ideas in my head of like someone like Holly or even Elle finding Max on this different plane. I really don't think she's in the upside down for some reason. I think she's somewhere else.
Yeah. Like, I could sort of imagine her being stuck in her own void.
Yeah, I do think that Sadie is going to play a big role. And I think there's I know the reason why we haven't seen her with her eyes open is because we don't know, you know.
Yeah.
But, and she obviously didn't have her own poster and stuff, because again, it would have just been her in a hospital bed with her eyes closed. But I really, really think she's going to play a huge role. I think we're going to find her on a different world, or different plane, a different plane of existence that I just don't think is the upside down.
It's going to be the upside down. I feel like that would be too much.
Yeah.
Like, if she's in the upside down, Henry knows that she's there and all that.
So. Yeah, she wouldn't have that many places to hide.
No, exactly.
And I know he's kind of having to rebuild as well, because he's majorly injured. But he isn't going to be injured forever, and this is at least, is it going to be like a year later? I mean, Elle's hair has obviously grown
quite a bit. I can't remember if it was meant to be a year or 6 months.
Maybe 6 months then. But yeah, Elle's hair's grown quite a bit.
Yeah.
I think Max is going to play a major role, and that she is not in the upside down. So that's my kind of assumption with her. I don't think personally any of the big characters are going to die. And by the big characters, I mean the main party. So that including Elle and Max in the main party there. And including Will, no matter what he's going through. From seeing the teaser where Murray is in the van with Robin, and we see a Demogorgon going into the van, or the truck. It might not even be their truck. It might just be the way it's edited in the
They
trailer.
love to do that, so.
Yeah. But I could kind of imagine that scene. I can imagine them thinking they've got away, laughing like Murray does, and then the Demogorgon like crashing into the back of the truck, and then Murray being like to Robin, like, you need to go, like, and dying heroically, you know,
Yeah.
like trying to fight off this Demogorgon. I can even also imagine like him. It sounds weird to say laughing as he dies, but you know what I mean? I can like picture it in my head with
Laughing
like blood in his mouth
into.
and be like, see you in hell kind of thing, you know, and then like taking a big gulp of Russian vodka or something, you know, before he finishes them both off or something.
Yeah.
I can kind of imagine that. So I
Yeah.
wouldn't be surprised if Murray died. Yeah, I don't think Steve actually is going to die. I don't think Nancy or Jonathan or Robin are going to die, actually. I do think that Nancy is going to be harassed by Vecna, which is also is kind of already known in a way, because Vecna told Nancy that he's got his eyes on her in season four.
Yeah, well, this is it. He did get into her head as she was going through the gates back into the real
He's
world.
in now, you know,
Yeah.
unfortunately. So I think, of course, she's gonna see Barb. She's gonna
Yeah.
see Barb. And I know Shannon is like, no, I don't know anything. I'm not in it. I heard my body's in there, but that could be lies. Just like the
Exactly.
Summer of Love in season three.
Yeah.
It could be lies. You know, at the end of the day, if you've signed a contract, you're not gonna go, yeah, I'm gonna be in it.
Well, exactly. That's the whole thing of an NDA. It's
That would be a
like,
major plot point, you know.
literally, the thing is, like, if you were signing an NDA to say that you're not in, basically, you can't say anything. You can't then say, I can't confirm or deny, because that's basically a screamingly obvious, yes, I'm in it.
Yeah.
You would just be like, no, I'm not in it. They haven't said anything. And then, surprise, I lied.
Yeah, exactly. So I can imagine her taunting Nancy, being like, you know, I died because of you. I died
This
like.
is it. I could imagine all of them coming
Yeah,
back.
I can. Eddie, I think Eddie will be back as well.
Yeah.
I do.
And this is it. We
Again,
don't mean in their alive states. We do mean
no.
just as
I don't mean
visions
if he's
caused
actually
by
alive.
Henry.
I either think visions, you know, or I also kind of have this weird idea in my head of Max being on that limbo plane and people like Eddie and people like Barb being there,
Yeah,
because
okay.
their souls are kind of trapped in the upside down.
Well, this
So
is
they're,
it.
well, that doesn't make sense, I suppose, but their souls are kind of trapped because of the upside down scenario. So I actually can imagine them being there as kind of ghosts in a way and helping Max or
Yeah.
Ollie, whoever ends up in this kind of area.
Okay, yeah, I like the theory. 'Cause, and to support that as well, obviously, Henry's.
Oh, sorry, everyone. That's my laptop.
And I'll mute that now. So, anyway, yeah, Henry's thing has always been that, he's not killing them. They're not dying. They're joining him.
Yeah.
That's what he's always said. And I'm gonna take a wild stab in the dark and say he doesn't just mean that now when he's breaking every bone in their body and exploding their eyes. I'm gonna assume that has been the case from the get-go.
Yeah.
Even when it's been the Demogorgon killing them. So, Barb, Bob, Billy,
Yeah.
all of them in that sense. I was going to say if it was visions being used to taunt whoever, quote unquote, caused their death, I can 100% imagine Sean Astin coming back as a taunt for. Well, not only Joyce, if he starts to, taunt the adults as well. Bob could be used against Will,
Yeah.
against Mike.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, most of them. Barb, obviously, against Nancy. Maybe Steve as well. Maybe Jonathan.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of involved as well. Even Benny. I was thinking, like, if he wants to really get into Elle's head,
yeah,
there's so many people he can use against Elle.
Absolutely. And I just think from like a logical point of view as well, Stranger Things from Netflix has got the biggest budget. And Stranger Things seems to have the reputation from the actors that when they've left Stranger Things, they go on to loads of different projects. It like opens doors for them.
Oh, it does, yeah.
So I feel like it kind of, they respect it. So I feel like if they were asked to come back, I don't see any of them actually say no.
Exactly, yeah.
The only thing I can imagine with Eddie is his Joseph's schedule, maybe, because he's so busy.
Well, this is it. He was in Fantastic Four.
Exactly, he's in Fantastic Four. He's in lots of stuff. And, yeah, I do... But I'm not sure when that was filmed, really, in regards to season 5 being filmed. But yeah, I just feel like, except for potentially scheduling issues, I don't see why they couldn't come back.
Yeah, absolutely.
And speaking of people coming back, another thing for me is Callie.
Yeah.
Like...
Oh, do you know what? I've actually seen a few people now saying that.
Yeah.
That they want her back. And if she doesn't come back, then they're going to sue. They're going to grab their pitchforks, all of that. But because...
It's the point.
Yeah.
Like, she has got powers. Powers that are different from Vecna slash Henry slash one. Powers that could be really useful.
Yeah.
Do I think she would survive the season? I've said this loads before on the podcast. I remember this, even though it's been over a year. No, she wouldn't. I don't think she would.
No, because in respect of everyone else's powers, Elle's, all the other kids, Henry's, she's the weak one. You know, all she yeah. can do is plant visions in your head. If you work around that, she's got no actual defence.
But she has got enough to distract.
Exactly. And that's what she is. She is a distraction.
Because of how things were left in season 2, I'm not saying she owes it to Elle, but maybe she does, you know. Maybe she does. Not necessarily to give her life, but to be like, let me help protect you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Knowing that's... what could happen to her and would most likely happen, but taking that risk, you know.
Yeah, because, well, this is the thing. Obviously, Hawkins has had a huge, quote-unquote again, earthquake now yeah. that is on basically every news channel across the US, as far as we're aware.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen the whole thing of, it was in season 4 itself before the whole thing, like yeah. all the interviews of people saying Hawkins is cursed and all of that.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, it was just a quiet, sleepy town where nothing happens, and now everything's happening constantly every year.
Yeah.
So it's already been on the news. The Stargate opening is going to very much spread across the news. And so I can imagine Carly seeing that and being like, oh, I think I need to go down there and help.
Do you know what? Ironically, I think it'll be the other way around. In the sense of, I imagine Carly seeing it and being like, oh my God, I need to get as far away from there as possible. I know what one can do. Because we don't really know why she escaped. Like, they might give us a bit of background to that. Maybe one scared her. Like, well, and she got out.
Maybe.
And so I actually can imagine Elle finding her. And at first, her being like, no, I can't go back. I can't go back there. I can't go back where it all started.
Yeah.
And then Elle being like, you like giving her some sort of speech, you know, about being brave and all this kind of stuff and what they've been through and all this stuff. And then I can imagine Carly eventually agreeing.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, like, oh, how would she get into Hawkins? Because it's basically like the Stephen King Under the Dome book now. But I'm like, she's Carly. She literally causes distraction.
Yeah.
They could get in.
Not only does she make you see things, she can obviously hide herself and
yeah.
whoever she wants as well. As she did when the police raided their hideout.
Yeah.
But this moves me on to how she escaped again, what you were saying there, I am certain, as much as the Duffers try to say this, they were not planning Henry slash Vecna slash One from the start.
No, they weren't.
They've said that they were, and I don't care. That's BS.
Well, do you know what's funny? They might have changed their mind, because I've recently seen an interview where they basically said they weren't. They didn't think there was another larger sentient like being that was in charge of everything.
Well, that's it. It's because...
Because apparently in season one, you know, when you see the shadow with the Demogorgon, apparently a lot of people
think that's Henry.
A lot of people think there's Vecna, and the Duffers basically said in the interview, it's not. It's a Demogorgon. We were not thinking about Vecna at that point.
Exactly. So this is it. It's like, I don't think they were thinking of him until season four.
Yeah.
Genuinely. Because why would you bother with the other things and make the Mind Flayer seem like the ultimate baddie?
Yeah.
You know, why? And a lot of people are kind of angry that Vecna's supposed to be higher up than that. Like, a lot of people are like, come on, it's a hive mind cloud of dust that possesses whatever it gets into. Why would a human essentially be more powerful than that? And I mean, I can understand that. I can understand wanting the Mind Flayer to be the ultimate baddie. But then I can also understand it just being something that has a hive mind, but then he takes control of that through the Mind Flayer, like we see in season four.
Mm.
He finds it just floating and then he shapes it. But then obviously, for shadow-wise, I know we were going to say spoilers and all of that, but I'm like, it's been out for long enough now.
No, be careful, because some people still haven't seen it, you know. And
yeah.
I know what you were going to say, and because I was about to say it too, and I was like, oh. But I think the Duffers have said that all the loose ends are tied in season five. So hopefully we do find out.
Yeah.
Who is the OG bad guy?
Yeah.
Is it kind of the Mind Flayer, or is it Vecna? Who you know?
Who pulls the strings?
Who pulls the strings, exactly. So I think we will hopefully find that out by the sound of it in season five.
Anyway, that was completely against what I was saying, because I was more going for how Carly got out.
Yeah.
But you made me think of the scene where Henry is... he takes Elle down into, like, is it the basement or the cellar?
Yes, yeah.
And he shows her the tunnel that goes out. He doesn't explicitly ask her to pull a thing out of her neck, but out of his neck even, that stops him from using his powers. He basically just says, you can go. Go through here. That's your escape. And it's only because Elle is the one who asks, aren't you coming?
Mm.
Why can't you go? And then he says the fact that there's that in his neck. He doesn't, again, still doesn't ask her to pull it out. He just mentions the fact that that's there. They know where he is. And then she's the one who suggests pulling it out. So I feel like maybe...
It's really manipulative.
Oh, I can imagine him hoping and praying that this is how it was going to go. And maybe suggesting it down the line. But... maybe with Carly, he did the same thing. He took her down there and was like, this is how you can get out. But then she doesn't have telekinesis. She couldn't pull it out.
No.
So then maybe when he realised that, he was like, oh, you're useless to me. I might as well let you go then. And I can't go because they'll find me, sort of thing. So maybe that... Because I'm sure in season two, Carly explains... Well, she kind of... says, like, once her powers were powerful enough, she got out. Beyond that, there wasn't much explanation, but that kind of leads you to thinking, especially, again, when she hides herself and the crew from the police that raid their hideout, it leads you to think, oh, she learned how to make herself invisible for everyone in the lab and then just got out.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, when it comes to season four, I could totally believe Henry... doing the same with Carly as he did with Elle, taking her down there, but then realising, hold on a minute, she hasn't got telekinesis, she can't pull that thing out of my neck. So there's nothing she could do.
I mean, in a way, depending on how they deal with it in season five, in a way they could spin it where Henry used Carly as like his insurance policy. And what I mean by that is that, well, if everything else goes wrong and I'm stuck here, I know that Carly is going to come and kill him. She's going to kill Brennan one day. Like, because at the end of the day, she was making her way around him.
She was, and we obviously know, I don't know if this has always been a thing for him, but we know Henry kind of sees into the future.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, he shows Nancy Stargate opening up and all of that, and, well, shows him everyone dead. Shows her everyone dead, even. So whether he does see into the future or just creates a vision of it, maybe he knew that Carly was going to go out and start killing everyone.
Yeah.
Because we don't know how old she was when she got out, do we? She implies that she was maybe around Elle's age, because she said she's had families and then they've just, for some reason or another, she's lost them. They've died or whatever. And that's why she no longer wants a family and she's just out there killing all the bad men.
Yeah, and that's it. If they work it well, it could really weave into Henry's storyline really easily.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, like she calls them, you know, they are the monsters and all this kind of stuff. That could have easily been Henry talking in her ear for years and years and years about, I mean, let's be honest, he'd be telling the truth. They are monsters. Brenner and all those scientists are monsters for what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
But knowing that what he's weaving into her head, will eventually be her killing all these workers, you know, making her way through them all. So, yeah, it's going to be really, really, really interesting. If they don't use her, I will just, like, throw my hands in the air, like, what are you doing? It's just like Will's birthday all over again.
Well, that's it. If they don't use Carly again, that's enough of an insult. If they don't bring back Terry...
Oh, God. Oh, my God. What if Fechner... Oh, what if Fechner does something?
What would he do?
Well, two things I can imagine happening. Him killing Terry and... my memory's gone and I've forgotten.
Becky.
Becky, thank you. Killing Terry and Aunt Becky. Just killing them.
Yeah.
And then taunting it to Al. But equally, I can imagine a scene of him putting his hand on Terry's head and, like, at least even as an illusion, him making her be like, Elle? Or, well, Jane?
Yeah.
And, like, him being like to Elle, you can have this, you know, if you join me.
If you join me, you can be powerful enough to...
do this.
They've done Star Wars parallels. That's what turns Anakin to the dark side.
Yeah.
It's the idea of being able to protect Padme.
Yeah.
And
I could also imagine some scene like that. And I could also imagine that scene becoming like so many things. I could imagine like Terry somehow breaking through that and being like, don't, you know, and then him just killing her.
I love the theory of Terry managing to do something while she's trapped in her head.
Yeah.
Because she's obviously, she is catatonic. You know, she's stuck.
I'd find that so emotional. Like, since becoming a mother, oh my God, I'd find that so much.
But this is it. She's catatonic. But then when Elle does see her in the void, that's the first time she does the whole thing of linking heads with someone.
Yeah.
And it's Terry that grabs her hand, says Jane. Well, no, when she grabs her hand, she's saying no. Like, you're not doing anything because this is what happened. And she manages to dump what's left in her brain into Al's head.
Yeah.
So she's clearly conscious to an extent. She recognised her daughter. She managed to imply, don't you dare. So I feel like even if Max is stuck somewhere, I can imagine Terry being the one helping.
Yeah, she could be. And that's the beauty and the craziness about this situation is we have no idea really what's going to happen, because even with the trailers, they're obviously edited. Like, you just don't know. It's so crazy. That's all I mean to say.
That's the only way you can describe it. It is crazy.
Like, what are you most looking forward to about season five?
I do look forward to the closure. And hope, well, unless it's another case of Summer of Love. The duffer's saying, you know, there's no loose ends. So, like you say, hopefully the knowledge of where it all started, where the evil in Henry came from, you know, beyond what the first shadow gives us. Yeah, that closure in that sense. And obviously we know that they're planning other things. So it's not completely goodbye, and it opens the doors for those other things, because obviously while they've got season five to worry about, that's going to be their main focus. Yes, they've started work on the animated series Tales from 85, which I'm very much looking forward to, and hopefully everyone finally getting their happily ever after. You know, they've worked so hard for it. I know what you were saying in terms of so far only being able to imagine Murray going out with a bang. But yet they've all worked so hard to get that life they deserved. And so I hope that that's the way it ends, is all of them having their happily ever after.
And that's it. It's like I'm really looking forward to Malevin.
Of
I'm
course.
really, really looking forward to having new Malevin content and probably inspiration for more fan fictions to come for both of us
Yeah.
and other people that we love to, read their stories. I'm really, really looking forward to Lumax, even with Max in her kind of coma state. Because the small amounts that we've seen from the trailers, like Lucas is just getting like, let's be honest, he's getting like boyfriend of the year.
Well, he's having to carry her around the hospital while lugging a boombox as well, while the demo dog is about to pounce on them. It's
And that's just from the trailer, obviously.
exactly.
But even like that scene where we see him just looking at her, like the heart, I mean, I've written a scene about that, I know other people have too. Like the heartbreak in his eyes, like I'm really looking forward to, in a way, it sounds wrong to say looking forward to it because at that time Max is in danger, but just seeing those kind of emotional, beautiful moments play out,
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to more. Hopefully, a kind of a reuniting of Dustin and Steve. Because don't get me wrong, I don't have anything against Eddie, but it was kind of sad to lose a bit of Dustin and Steve, like how they were in like season two.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to like how the new Holly actress is gonna be.
Yeah.
I do have some worries about Karen, just because of the trailer. She looks like she's in pain on the floor, but who knows? That could be a vision that's just Holly's being shown. I'm just looking forward to all these questions being answered.
That's it. That's what I'm getting at with the whole closure thing, is all the questions are answered. They, again, as long as the duffers aren't lying to us, there shouldn't be anything left unanswered. And which in a way kind of surprises me as well, because I imagine Tales from 85 isn't going to be the only thing they do. If they're getting into animation, they can go any direction.
They can.
That's the thing. I know I've always said, like, I'm sure if we go back through this podcast of ours, I've probably said a million times, I would love them to do an animated series to fill the gaps. And that's exactly what this one is. That's why I'm so excited for that. But they can go forward as well.
Well,
You
they've got
know.
their own like production company, haven't they?
Yeah, they've called it Upside Down Pictures, haven't they?
And I
So.
think I read that Finn had put like he hopes that they do return to Strange Things, even if
Yeah.
it's in 10 years' time.
Yeah.
Like He really hopes that they do. And it's one of those, I would only want them to return to it if they've got a fantastic idea and a really good cast. You would hate for it to like become something like weak, you know, something that's just there as a cash cow.
Yeah.
Like it's in its prime, you know, and
This is it. I mean, there are some people out there who think five seasons is already cash cowing it.
yeah.
And
I mean, I'm
yeah.
not gonna say that because I
Never.
freaking love it, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. I would never say that at all. We all know, again, what I thought of season three. Even if our rewatch did make me go back on that a bit, it's
Yeah.
still my least favourite. By that I mean, like, you know, again, if you ignore the pant of the Upside Down, season two was a happily ever after for them.
Yeah.
You know, season two could have been the end if it didn't pant to the Upside Down.
It's funny, isn't it? Like, season
But
two is such a hard season, though,
it is.
until the last minute. It's
Exactly. It
so
really is the last
heavy.
episode. The last episode wraps everything up in that happily ever after sentence. Obviously, not until the very end.
Yeah.
Which is, again, what got me into fan fiction,
Yeah.
needing more after that point.
That's one thing. You know how they've said with season five, it's like a merge of season one, season two. I really hope that isn't the case with season five, where like everyone's depressed until the last
I
minute.
know.
That will make me sad.
It is the thing, like, with Malevin, they are so good when they're together, but they're barely together.
I
Like,
know.
genuinely, if you really think about how much screen time they actually share, it's such a minimal percentage of the whole show.
Yeah. But also credit to Finn and Millie because I think when they do share the screen time, that chemistry,
It's very much quality over quantity.
yeah, that
Yeah,
chemistry that they're able to have as you know, Elle and Mike is so captivating and beautiful and it's always in the eyes. We've always said that, like they just act it with the eyes so beautifully.
Yeah.
So I'm so looking forward to the moments that we do get. And hopefully they're not few and far between. But I do worry that, yeah, Ellie's, like you've kind of written in fan fiction, Ellie's gonna take off.
As a lone wolf type thing, yeah.
Yeah, so I do worry about that. We shall see. Because obviously that kind of follows the season two storyline, so we'll see. But a bit of a hard hitting question now, really, I think, to finish off. How do you feel about Stranger Things as we know it ending?
Mixed.
Mm.
So obviously, when we do watch those, well, that final episode on New Year's Day, that's going to hit hard.
Can I just say New Year's Day for us in the UK?
Yeah.
Again, it's the 1 a.m. thing.
Yeah, it's going to hit hard. It's
Yeah.
going to be an emotional moment, obviously. I've been kind of laughing at all the people posting, like, it ends tomorrow and all that. And I'm like,
No.
no, the first four episodes of the show come out. It's not ending tomorrow.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are already reacting like that, though, is what I mean.
I kind of feel that though in a way because tomorrow's the last ever beginning of a season, if that makes
Yes,
sense.
yeah, it is the last countdown to a season,
Yeah.
which half of me was wondering if we do stay up to watch that countdown, even if we can't watch it, but that's going to be painful
Oh
enough.
my God,
That would
that
kill
would be oh, so awful to
That would be
ourselves.
torturous. It's like I said, like, where
You
else?
know Harry's gonna sleep through that night. You just know.
Oh,
He's
yeah.
not even gonna be in our bed that night, the cheeky little monkey.
They will sleep until like 8 o'clock.
They will sleep like angels.
Yeah. Until 8 o'clock. We, for the first time in our lives, we have to wake them up to get to nursery.
Yeah. Can I tell you something, people? Tom is terrible at getting up in the morning. I literally feel like I have three children because I will spend more time getting him up than I have ever spent getting Harry and Emmy up. But you know, tomorrow I won't have that problem.
I
If
was going to
anything,
say.
Tom will be dressed and will be nudging my shoulder saying, "You need to wake up, babe. We need to get the kids to nursery." Or maybe even better than that, he'll be like, "I've got the kids dressed, their bags are ready, they're in the car.
They're in nursery.
They're in nursery. I'll be
They're in nursery. Here's your waffles. Let's go.
But it's not even open yet, Tom. And then Cara dropped them off by the door.
Yeah.
I gave them some food.
Harry's been
They're
walking
fine.
Her in the last few couple of days. Oh. So he's waiting with Emmy at her door, and then he'll walk himself over to
his door.
The other end.
So, yeah, it's going to be a nice, easy start for me tomorrow. I just know it. I was going to say the first day of school, but that's not the right one. It is Christmas morning. It's Christmas morning as a child.
Yeah, exactly. You are right. This is Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's...
It gives me that complete vibe.
Yeah, there is that down below in that sense, yeah. It's... Yeah. In that sense, it's that excitement.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, it's... Like I say, it was that mixed feeling of it being hitting hard.
Yeah.
In that sense that we're never getting this again.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
But spin-offs.
Yes.
It's not completely going away. You know, like I say, when I was saying earlier... that my excitement for season 5 has been a roller coaster going up and down. Some days being super excited and then other days just being like, yeah, whatever, it's been long enough. There have been moments where I've been more excited about the animated show. And
yeah, but like you said, it's because they can do anything really with
exactly.
that.
Exactly, and that's why I've always said that.
Yeah.
Like, obviously we've got so many books out.
Yeah.
And, you know... After season 2, that's why I got into fan fiction, was just being desperate for more content, to the point that for the first time in my life, I was like, okay, I don't even care if it's not canon. I just need something.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on this website and see what some people have done. I wasn't expecting it to end up how it did.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then getting official content, the books were like a taster of that. You know,
yeah.
Suspicious Minds, fantastic.
I would say that was the best one, and that
it's the best one, and yeah, I mean, how appropriate that it was the first one to come out.
Yeah.
And yes, some things they vetoed from them. I'm sure they call that canon though, don't they? Suspicious Minds.
It's difficult, isn't it, because they are all kind of acknowledged and associated with the Duffer Brothers, but
yeah.
It's not like, yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure they have said that the majority of it's canon. I know they basically said that Elle being a year older than the boys isn't a thing. They are all 71
yeah.
babies. Because she's a 70 baby in there, isn't she?
Yeah.
So little things like that, they changed. It only came to mind because of a couple of days ago, people saying we don't know... Like, I saw someone saying we don't know who Elle's father is. And there were plenty of replies being like, yeah, we do.
His name is Andrew Rich.
Exactly. So
I hope I got his name right. I'm sure I did.
Yeah, you did. I'm sure you did. Exactly. So, but then plenty of the replies to those were like, yeah, but the books aren't canon.
I think they're canon enough.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure... that the Duffers have said, especially with Suspicious Minds,
yeah,
that it's considered canon unless they specifically say not that bit.
Yeah.
Like they've done with Elle's age in it.
That's it. I'm too lazy to go upstairs and get the book, but I'm sure there's a thing in the front of it about, you know, that it's in association with the Duffer Brothers, you know, they've, you
yeah.
know, given their blessing kind of thing. So yeah, it's definitely got a link, 100%.
Exactly, yeah. And that's it. I don't think they really... played any part in writing it.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing I can think of where that's been the case is the first Shadow.
Yeah.
Where they literally have played a huge part in making sure it's everything they want.
Well, thinking about it, you know, it must be linked because it would be like me releasing The Life We Deserve, which is, and obviously it being with all the canon characters up to date, because obviously I wrote it after season 2. And before season 3. But it would be like, yeah, me releasing The Life We Deserve, which has got Ellen Mike's children, the party's children, the next generation. And just being like, yeah, it's canon. Like, I would get sued for making money off Stranger Things. So the fact that these authors haven't been sued and that it clearly is with the Duffers' permission
that's it.
So it's got to be
they've obviously all got their permission, you know, they've got the permission to write in that universe and all that. And to be honest, I'm trying to think, really, none of the books really... I haven't read any of the comics other than Will in the Upside Down. That's the only one I actually bothered with, because I'm not much of a comic person. But I'm sure there were a few where they have basically said, this isn't canon.
Yeah.
Because it's too different from their idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I was going to say. Just because they've approved it doesn't mean it can't... It has to be canon. Well,
that's the irony of Tales from 85.
I was just going to say the same thing, exactly, because this, you know, the I'm trying to think, the sort of tagline on it is something survived in 1984, something like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we do see this sort of, is it like a snake slug creature type of thing? Maybe it's...
Similar to Dart, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's meant to be Dart and it's... just out of Will's gob form. So, but at the same time, it's like they would have mentioned that in season 3 if stuff had happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Between 2 and 3. So, I don't know. Maybe they are going to try to make it canon. Or maybe they are just going to be like, nope, it's canon to an extent, but also not. So,
and it's funny, isn't it? Because I know it's going to be more centered on whatever adventure takes place.
Yeah.
But it's also that time where we've all, as Malevin fans, been like, oh, we need to know how they go from season 2 to how they are in season 3.
Exactly.
So I hope it bridges that gap as well. I hope we get some really like cute scenes. What I mean, in the trailer, like the way animated Mike looks at the photo of him and Elle from the snowball is
exactly,
so cute.
Exactly. That is where my comment of basically saying this is actual attempted murder. you know, when you are fans of Malevin.
Yeah.
We've all dreamed for content of that moment, especially, like we say, after season 2, where, again, ignore the mind flare, it is a happy ending.
Yeah.
But it's so short.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a case of, yay, they went to the snowball, they kissed, the end.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's the mind flare.
Yeah, but ignore the mind flare, I said.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, so the idea of being able to get more content in that. And now, like you say, where I was getting with the whole thing of books were a taster of being able to add more
flavor
to the story of Stranger Things as a whole. Now, everyone says, you know, with animation, they can be whatever age you want.
Yeah.
Get some voice actors that just sound like that age.
Yeah.
And boom, you've got your magic. It's exactly what I've always wanted. Yeah. And that's why I, as soon as I heard that they were doing something set after season 2 before season 3, I was like, oh my God. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I've always wanted.
Well, there we go then. So it's like, it's come at the perfect time, really, because I think without that, I think you'd be quite lost.
Yeah. Do you know what? That's very right. Announcing it before season 5 actually releases and ends, it's a very good thing, because it's something then you know you've already got to look forward to.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, yeah, you would... it would be a bittersweet end to season 5, thinking, I get to watch my favourite show again, but once I've watched this, I've got nothing ever again.
I know. I think for me, how I feel about it ending is, I at the moment, I kind of don't believe it.
Yeah.
Because we have to wait so many years between series.
Ridiculously long.
Well, as I say, Harry's 6 months old to 4 years.
Yeah.
Because we have to wait so long, I think at the moment I'm like, oh, well, you know, give it 3 years and we'll have we'll have season six, you know.
Yeah.
But I feel like the last episode, if it's like a, you know, tying up all loose ends epilogue kind of chapter, I'm probably going to cry the entire way through because it'll probably hit me at that moment.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just, for me, I absolutely love fan fiction. So I think that will keep it alive
I
a
don't think
long
this show
time
is
for
ever
me.
dying in that sense.
No.
It's
But
going to keep going
that'll keep it
forever.
going for me. And yeah, like Tales from 85 will be really exciting because that again will open up things. That will open up fan art. That will open up more fan fictions because whatever the creature's going to be, you know, that will start getting into fan fictions and rewrites of how the story could have been. And because they've done Tales of 85, there's no reason why they won't do like Tales from 86, Tales from 87, you know, like there's no
Yeah,
reason.
that's what
Like,
I mean. Like, that's it. It's 85. Tales from 85 obviously goes backwards,
yeah.
but there's nothing stopping them from going forwards.
Yeah.
And again, like Finn has said he hopes for, that can be with actors as well. You know, like you say, down the line, I mean, the way they've aged, they could do it bloody tomorrow. And
Yeah.
start filming something that's set 10 years in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exciting in that sense. Once season five is wrapped, in a way, it opens the doors
Yeah.
to what else they can do. So yes, it's an end of an era. Yes, it will be emotional, but it isn't.
Over.
It's not over.
Yeah.
Then. That's it. Tales from 85 is just going to be the start. They're
Yeah.
not going to do that and then not do anything else.
And the thing is, as well, they are the Duffer brothers are incredibly talented writers, and I'm really excited to see some new TV series.
Yeah.
Like, I'm excited to ship some other relationships as well and seeing, you know, what kind of dynamics are going to come up, what powers, what supernatural stuff they're going to do. I'm really excited for what's to come. Like, there's nothing more exciting than the beginning of something, you know.
Yeah,
And
exactly. We always say like we would do anything to be able to rewatch season one and two
yeah.
on a clean slate again, not knowing what's happening. That excitement of, you know, watching it for the first time again. We would love to be able to do that.
But we kind of are tomorrow
Yeah,
with season five.
exactly.
I'm really looking forward to that feeling. Like when it comes with movies or TV shows, you can't beat that feeling of watching something for
For
the
the first
first
time,
time.
there's nothing better.
It's
Especially when it is
amazing.
your favourite show.
And what?
It's like I kind of remember the feeling for season four,
I do.
watching that
Yeah.
first Brenna scene,
Yeah.
before realising it was Brenna. I do remember that. It's a surreal feeling because
Yeah.
you're like, because of how bloody long they take, you are used to just rewatching, and
Yeah.
so you're like, I know what's happening. You know, I. We always say, you always say, when you go back to rewatch, you catch things you've never seen. So
It's
there's always
true.
that. But you know the general idea.
Yeah.
You know, oh yeah, this is Brenna doing the crossword. Oh, I'm gonna skip the part of Elle being bullied because absolutely not.
It
Not like
was
that.
very painful
It
the
was.
first time to watch the whole scene with Elle
It
and
was painful
the
the
roller
first
rink.
time, but it's more painful on rewatches because you know what's coming.
Yeah.
So it's even more cringeworthy. Her
Yeah.
screaming as if she's got the powers and like.
Well, that's it. We often, like you say, we often skip that because
I
it's
don't
just too
think I've
painful.
ever actually rewatched that bit.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever let it play
it's
because
horrid.
it's cringy enough thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know,
But
so.
yeah, like I feel that like I don't know what I feel apparently because my brain just
Well,
went to
I can
fog.
finish what you know where mine was going in that sense because yeah, season with season four, I do remember that feeling of thinking, you know, it takes it's like it takes your mind a minute to think, no, that I'm not rewatching right now.
Yeah.
This is
all the new content that's
that this is fresh, finally. Yeah. You know, this is brand new. We've never seen this before. So
Yeah,
and it's like I say, when that theme tune plays after the first scene. We said, ironically, we were going to skip that first scene, weren't we? Maybe.
Oh, the Will one.
The Will one.
It's only because we'll be like, we want, ironically, new
We
want
to get started. Yeah, we want to get started. We know what happens. But no, we know the really disturbing scene with Will.
Yeah, we obviously won't skip the opening credits. Oh, no.
If you skip the opening theme of Stranger Things at any point, I don't want to know you. You're disgusting.
Oh, my God.
If you skip it.
But, do you know what? I disagree. I think as long as you've listened to it on the first episode,
nope.
If you're having a binge watch
nope.
And you're desperate to get to the next scene,
nope.
I won't judge you.
Nope. Nope.
But
I get the desperation, but it's an unskippable scene. The fact that Netflix even offers you the ability to skip that intro is an absolute disgrace.
Like, well,
it's disgusting.
Well, let's move on from that. You helped my brain fog by what you were saying, though, because, yes, I feel like not just the first time you watch it is exciting, at least the next two times, because the first time, I can only speak for myself, but it's like I almost go into a daze and my brain is so overwhelmed and I'm almost shaking with adrenaline that I don't take everything in.
I don't think you can.
No. I like, you're processing all this brand new, exciting information. And then it's usually on like the second go round that I'm like, I remember saying to you with season four, did we see that bit? I don't remember that bit. And like all this kind of stuff. And even when we watched it for a third time, again, you're like, oh, I didn't hear them say that.
Yeah, name. That's it. It's.
Will we have subtitles on again?
I'm happy to.
So when we were doing a rewatch, we put subtitles on and I found it was really good because there were things that we hadn't heard.
Like in the background, you know, there's like subtitles of Mike saying something, but he's like completely off camera.
About the pizza.
Quite far away.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think it was the pizza.
It's about
the
pineapple pizza. And there's like a funny one as well with Dustin where Dustin moans about something that Mike does that's in relation to Elle, like, and he's like, oh, Mike told me the whole summer this, blah, blah. And like things you would not hear because
it's just too quiet.
So yeah, I'd love to watch it with subtitles again. I wonder if it'll help my brain process a little better.
Well, maybe.
We will see.
We shall. We will see indeed with the subtitles of our eyes.
Literally, I can't even think of how many hours, but less than 24 hours to go. I feel like we're in Gavin's face now. Less than 24 hours to go.
Should be me saying that.
Yeah. But that would be very Stacey to be like, oh, I said that.
No, I did.
If you've never seen Gavin and Stacey, you should. If you're from a different country to the UK, you might not be able to understand their accents, but it's brilliant. Do you know what? I think that's us done before we watch season five.
I think, yeah, that brings this episode of our podcast to a wrap.
I'm nervous. I'm excited.
It's like you say, it's still hard to believe.
Yeah.
That we're this close and we're about to have it tomorrow.
It's a bit frustrating because I'm kind of glad, actually, they've split it. Because this is the final season, I'm like, more to enjoy. But I'm also a bit on edge because there's no way on this earth that they're not going to leave us on a cliffhanger.
They are going to be the biggest cliffhangers known to man.
And then we've got to wait till Christmas Day. But I suppose it'll be here soon enough. But I'm just grateful that we're getting four episodes tomorrow because, like, that's a lot to rewatch and enjoy and take in and lots of new content to enjoy.
I know, yeah. Imagine if they sliced it into four slices of two.
Oh, that'd be... I was going to swear again, but I'm not sure if I should because, again, can't remember what I rated our podcast, but that'd be a pain in the bum, in the bottom, yes, if you will.
Yes, it would indeed.
A pain in the ass.
Yeah, that's it.
So, yeah, I'm grateful to get 4 episodes.
Mm-hmm. And then there was a post. Ross himself defunct it, said, no, that's rubbish. There was a post that tried implying that they wanted to release it an episode weekly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Ross very quickly said, no, that was never even in discussion.
Oh, do you know what I am actually annoyed about? That in the UK, we're not getting it in the cinema, in the movie theatre.
They did do some of them, didn't they?
No, in America, they're going to be getting the final. It's going to be in the...
I thought you meant the first episodes.
No.
Obviously, we've had some of the...
In the UK, we're not getting the finale in the cinema.
That doesn't make any sense. They've done the first episode.
By then, they'll change their mind.
Yeah, because that doesn't make any sense. If they've done the first episode or two, because I can't remember how many it was. If they've done the first, it only really makes sense to do the finale.
Yeah, but they haven't, not for public viewing. I'm talking about going to the Odeon, to Cineworld.
I see what you mean. Because obviously, yeah, you had to try and pre-register.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not talking about the red carpet. No, I'm talking about the...
Like I did movies. With Doctor Who.
Yeah, yeah. Literally going to the cinema and watching it mm-hmm. yeah. on the big screen.
Well,
some places in America are doing it, but we're not, which I'm gutted about.
I'm sure it'll change.
I hope so.
Like I say, it was like what I did with Shooty's first Doctor Who run.
Yeah.
Like, if Doctor Who can go into the theatre...
Yeah, why can't...
Then Stranger Things definitely can.
Yeah.
Because...
Especially if it... I mean, you know, it's happening in America, so it's not like it's impossible to get
exactly,
it here.
Exactly, exactly. I think it only makes sense to do so.
Yeah.
You know,
So, fingers crossed, they'll change... When they see how many people have watched it, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I really hope the servers can cope at 1 a.m.
Well, at least we won't be watching
it. I was just going to say, selfishly, if they can't, it doesn't affect us, and hopefully it will be fixed by the time we are watching it. I was going to
say, hopefully, at least they bring it back up by then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I hope it does work for everyone that's getting to watch it as soon as it airs. And that's it. I wish everyone who's listening just the best time watching it.
Yeah.
I hope you get peace and quiet to watch it if that's what you want. I hope there's no, especially for our family, our American family. First of all, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yes.
I hope that, you're not stuck in a situation where you've got like, your grandma in one ear and your mother in the other and you're just thinking, shut up.
It's your grandma.
There's nothing wrong with Nana.
You lying piece of...
See, we didn't always hate season 3. There's some very good bits of season 3.
There are, exactly. I did enjoy it while I was watching it.
Yeah, I just hope that everyone enjoys season 5. Like, literally... I've said it a million times in this podcast, but it's the Christmas Eve vibe for me. I'm feeling it.
Exactly. And I think the important thing, don't dwell on the fact that it's the last season.
Yeah.
Don't let that ruin it for you, because like I say...
There's so much to come. Yeah.
It might not have our beloved actors.
Yeah.
But we first said this when we went to Secret Cinema. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
Secret Cinema proved that if you've got good actors, they can step into the role.
Yes.
And they can really do it.
100%.
Like, that's it. Like I've always said, Secret Cinema did the Malevan Best Buy scene better.
Yeah.
Season 3 did.
Yeah.
So, again, it doesn't need to be the actors.
No.
So, it's not like they've got the actual actors voice acting Tales from 85. So.
No. Yeah, there's so much to come by the sounds of it from the Duffer Brothers. There's so much to come in this amazing universe of Stranger Things. And I'm so excited. I cannot wait to watch it with you, to eat waffles, to eat a bunch of crap, and to just have the best time, cry together.
Yep. Cry, scream, cheer, scream some more,
Yeah.
sob.
Bring it on. Bring it
Yeah.
on. Every emotion, every single one, because this show means everything to us. It has provided everything to us.
This show made our lives.
Yeah.
It did. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah.
It's such a fundamental brick in our lives. It would be like playing Jenga and having one singular block holding the rest of it up.
Yeah.
You remove Stranger Things, none of our life as we know it today would be a thing.
Yeah. We wouldn't be sat here together. We wouldn't have our kids asleep upstairs. It's crazy.
It
It
is
is
insane.
insane, isn't it, how life works?
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like we say this every podcast episode, but that's just how mind-blowing it is. It's impossible not to rehash on how insanely impossible this show is to our lives.
Yeah.
So,
I feel emotional now.
yeah, exactly. In that sense, and for a lot of people, whether it's as big for them or not, it's such a fundamental part of so many lives
Yeah.
that it is a big thing to come to an end. But that is again why I insist on the not dwelling on that. Because again, whether it's filler content or continuation content for our current beloved characters, or if they decide to do something completely different, but within the same universe.
Yeah.
Because that's it. Like you say, the Duffers, obviously, they're not going to stop writing. They're going to move on to whatever their next project is. It could still be within the same universe.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be Hawkins. It could be somewhere else.
But even if it's not, I have complete faith in them to make something beautiful.
Yeah.
100%.
That's it. They nailed it with Stranger Things.
He did.
Beyond season three.
And on that note, I feel like we should go
Yeah.
enjoy the rest of our day, and then it's time.
It's time.
It's time. Enjoy everyone, wherever you're watching from. And if you've listened to this and made it to the end of this, thank you very much.
I'm going to imagine most people listening to us right now have actually already watched it.
Oh my God, that would be brilliant because they'll be laughing at us going,
Because
you absolute idiots.
let's be honest, who's going to look at this podcast and think, yeah, I'll listen to a 1 hour, maybe 30 by the time we shut up, 1 hour 30 podcast?
Listen, if they are waiting for Stranger Things to air and
Well,
they're twiddling their thumbs, they
yeah.
might be like, hell, that'll break up an hour and 20 something minutes for me.
Yeah,
So you
that's
never
it.
know.
But yeah, I can imagine that many of our listeners right now have already seen the first four episodes and are just giggling at us right now.
Going, you two, so pathetic.
You idiots.
Right, well, on that note, I think we'll go.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully, we'll be back soon. I think we will be.
I
Most
think
likely
so.
to discuss those first four episodes.
Yeah, exactly. I do imagine once we've watched them,
We'll be
watch
so
them
hyped
again.
up. We'll be so hyped.
Yeah,
I
we'll have
can't
the
wait. I can't wait for that feeling.
I know, I genuinely can't wait for that buzz of new content again.
I'm being like, I need to write. I need to write about this. I need to write about
Oh, I
that. I
know.
can't wait.
I know. It's so funny to me when I browse like AO3 and I find old fics that were written after volume one of season four release, before volume
Yeah,
two.
yeah.
I'm like, I always forget that that was split in two.
Yeah, was.
And that, yeah, some people managed to write what they think volume two is going to be like before it actually released. There's going to
Crazy.
be so many.
Oh, I can't wait. And maybe we'll be them as well.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you very much for not completely abandoning that word.
Abandoning us.
Yes, especially how long it's been. You know, yeah. we're shouting at the duffers, we're bad enough.
Yeah, we're absolutely awful. We're taking after our leaders.
There you go. There you go. We're very much...
We're on trend.
We're on trend. That's it.
Thank you. Enjoy. Happy viewing. Season 5.